Sits down with DMH urologist Michael Kotwitz to talk about the UroNap.
It gives us not only a higher probability of having accurate biopsies, but also it gives a higher degree of certainty that we got good biopsies with good information.
Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or the Now Decatur Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur, your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
Hello, I'm Wayne Kent. I host Direct Line each Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. We examine settings from local to national to international. We discuss current events, even politics, all through a religious lens. Yep, I'm a preacher. A preacher with an interest in what you think about us religious types and how you view the world. Join me on Direct Line, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
They wanted to send illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The proposal the Trump administration reportedly considered to retaliate against his critics amid what he calls a crisis at the border. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the White House floated the proposal to release captured immigrants into sanctuary cities, but Immigration and Customs Enforcement pushed back on concerns of reliability, negative public relations, and budget issues, according to Homeland Security emails obtained by the Washington Post. In a statement, the former acting ICE deputy said he was not pressured by anyone at the White House on the issue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whose district was under consideration, said the extent of this administration's cynicism and cruelty cannot be overstated. The White House, in its own statement, said it was just a suggestion that was rejected without further discussion. Dave.
Rachel, Julian Assange due back in court May 2nd, remaining jailed in London to face extradition to the U.S. on charges of conspiring to hack into the U.S. military, publishing classified information.
This is journalism. It's called conspiracy. It's conspiracy to commit journalism.
That's WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Christian Hrafnsson. President Trump said the attorney general's dealing with this. He knows nothing about WikiLeaks.
He'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Though in 2016, candidate Trump said numerous times he loves WikiLeaks over publishing Clinton campaign emails. Former Obama White House lawyer Greg Craig due in court today, caught up in the special counsel's investigation, indicted like ex-Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort for his work in Ukraine.
I never discussed the findings of our report with any U.S. officials. I certainly did not lobby any U.S. officials on behalf of Ukraine.
A condemned man who's supposed to be dead is very much alive this morning in Alabama. Legal challenges delayed Christopher Price's lethal injection so long his death warrant expired at midnight, so the state will have to set a new execution date for Price, who murdered a pastor with a sword. This is Fox News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Here's what our payroll customer, Laura, thinks about us.
Patriot Software and their amazing team are a crucial part of our business. They handle the details of payroll and tax payments, so we can focus on delivering exceptional customer service to our own clients. Patriot's payroll is affordable, easy to use, and it keeps us organized. They're receptive to their customers and strive to demonstrate that each day. Without a doubt, we will be using their payroll services for many years to come. Thank you, Patriot Software. 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Herman Cain, who briefly in 2012 was a Republican presidential frontrunner with his 999 plan, you might recall, may not join the Federal Reserve Board of Governors like President Trump suggested.
At least 4 Senate Republicans are signaling opposition to Herman Cain's potential nomination to the Fed. Fox confirms North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer is the latest Republican no, joining Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, Colorado's Cory Gardner, and Utah's Mitt Romney. Without any support from Democrats, that would leave Cain short of the 51 votes required for confirmation. President Trump has raised the prospect of nominating Cain, a former Godfather's Pizza CEO and presidential candidate and radio show host, as well as possibly nominating conservative economist Stephen Moore. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are surging this morning, up over 100 for the Dow, the day after a 14-point decline. The Nasdaq was down by 17 points. Now sports. They'll tee off at Augusta next hour, round 2 of the Masters. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau are tied for the lead at 6-under par. Phil Mickelson one back. Dustin Johnson two shots behind. Tiger Woods is four off the lead.
I hit a lot of good shots, and if I missed it, I missed it in correct spots.
The defending Stanley Cup champions got their first win last night, trying to repeat.
Ovechkin sends it on. Carlson, work it to the outside. Kuznetsov to the front. Score! Backstrom again!
Nicklas Backstrom scored twice to lead Washington past Carolina 4-2 on NBC Sports. Toronto beat Boston 4-1. Calgary shut out Colorado 4-0 in game one of those NHL playoff series. In baseball, Chris Davis hit two home runs for a second straight game, giving him a major league leading nine, powering Oakland past Baltimore. Meanwhile, the Orioles' Chris Davis, spelled with a C, went 0-3, extending his major league record hitless streak to 53 straight at-bats. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Later.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, April 12th edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. We'll have Kevin Greenfield in from the Macon County Board. We'll check in with Pastor Matt Samuels, the Education Spotlight, our Brinkotter Home Highlight, and our WSO YMCA Challenge. Next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Howdy do, howdy do. Good morning and welcome. A little chillier today than it has been for the last several, but not bad. Just think about a couple of weeks ago. 57 seems okay. And the weekend a little cooler as well. Full forecast coming up in just a little bit. We are live on a Friday, the 12th of April, heading into tax day. That's Monday, May 15th. Mondays are bad enough. There ought to be some sort of federal law where that doesn't happen
on
a Monday.
Yeah, Monday. I mean, that's just, ugh. So, unfair.
Oh, it is what it is. Good morning and welcome. What that shirt you're wearing today.
Yeah.
What is that called when the shoulders are cut out?
A cold shoulder.
A cold shoulder.
Yes.
And that implies that by wearing that, your shoulders are cold.
Yeah.
That's not always the case.
Definitely not in my case.
Okay.
I'm burning up.
You had your early morning Y visit. We'll have the folks from the Y with us and new members of the challenge in the 8 o'clock hour today coming up here in just a little bit. We also have a action-packed show just chock full of guests and entertainment and information for you. Free of charge, no membership required. We have a lot to get to here today, and I want to start with, today is National Cheese Toasty Day. Is that right?
Grilled Cheese Day? Grilled Cheese Day, yes.
I want to tell you, we had just a ton of input when we put this up on social media a couple of days ago, just literally looking for who has the best grilled cheese, the best cheese toasty in town, right?
Yeah.
And I think if you look at all, I haven't tabulated the official results as far as counting the votes, but there were several that turned up in a large way, including the Wildflower Artisan Cafe. And Kelly was kind enough to send over an article, which appeared in a web-based piece about 11 Illinois sandwiches you have to try before you die. Now that seems to be an extreme headline to me.
Yes. I mean, before you die, I mean, this is bucket list.
A cheese toasty shouldn't be bucket list. I mean, a cheese toasty is pretty easy to sort of, you know, ascertain, right? I mean, it's not hard to get. It's not like, oh, I really want to see Rome. I mean, you know, that involves extensive travel. I would think that the 11 sandwiches that are on this list, you could drive to with relative ease. What would you guess? Is there any, like, a sandwich in Illinois that you can think of that would be like I've got to go to Peoria, or I have to go to whatever to get that particular sandwich?
You know, honestly, I would go drive. I'd like to drive to Chicago for one particular sandwich that I can think of.
What's that?
The Fat Elvis.
The Fat Elvis?
Yes.
What is the Fat Elvis?
At Lockdown.
Okay, I don't even know what Lockdown is.
It's a heavy metal bar that has the most amazing gourmet food.
Mm.
And the Fat Elvis is a burger. I like it on a pretzel bun with bananas flambéed in Grand Marnier.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, bacon, cheese, just all, yeah.
That sounds like a lot. I mean, that sounds like sort of like a mission. Like something you'd have to like work your way through.
It's amazing.
Okay. Well, getting to the 11 sandwiches that are on the list of that you have to die before you try. There's the Made Right sandwich at Made Right Quincy that they say is a must see. Now, I'm not familiar with Made Right.
We used to have one here in Decatur. I think it was over because of some kids I went to school with worked there. It was a Made Right. It's a loose meat sandwich. So basically like a, what are they called? You know, like a sloppy joe.
Like a barbecue or sloppy joe.
But it's not, doesn't have, it's just basically the hamburger is just ground and not put into a patty.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
There's something about having a substance to your sandwich, you know, like a big meaty whatever right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But then there's also a loose meat sandwich is always a good thing. The Reuben Slider at the Famous City Bistro in Peoria is another one that is on the list of the must try before you die. Literally, seems a bit much, but there you have it. Literally any sandwich from Lucky's Sandwich Company in Chicago.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Lucky's Sandwich Company.
My larger point in all of this is on the 11 sandwiches you have to try before you die is the Wildflower Artisan Bakery and Cafe. And I got to tell you, yesterday I said that I was sort of a cheese toasty traditionalist.
Yes.
That if you added other things to the cheese toasty, then it really didn't become, it wasn't a cheese toasty anymore, right? If you put ham on it, it's really a ham and cheese sandwich.
Yes.
I think I've changed my mind without actually even trying it. And so what made me change my mind? Well, I will tell you, you don't have to go to, you know, all over the state of Illinois. You don't have to go to Avanti's or Made Right or to go to Sean's Coffee Shop in Sycamore or some of the others that are on the list. I'm sure they're all fine and wonderful sandwiches. I'm sure they're all fantastic. You can go literally right here in Decatur, Illinois to the Wildflower and get the cheese toasty that the rest of the people here in Illinois are obsessed with, or at least enough to put it on a literally a highlight list of the 11 sandwiches you have to try before you die. And that is what? The Sloppy Joe?
The Sloppy Joe Cheese Toasty.
Okay. Now, have you had this before?
I have, and it is amazing.
Okay.
Amazing. Any of the, she does different variations of cheese toasties anyway, and they're all fantastic. But this one is like, mark your calendars when it's on the menu.
Now, I was looking at the lunch menu, and the next time that this is available, we're talking about April 9th through the 13th is the week that we're in right now.
Yeah.
There is a dill pickle soup. There is a tomato basil bisque. There is a mandarin orange salad, a ham and Swiss sandwich. See, she adheres to my rules with a dill cream cheese. There's a ham and Swiss toasty. Next week, a carrot fennel soup, a tomato basil bisque, blueberry lemon broccoli salad, which is Sounds interesting.
Actually really good.
Turkey cheddar, apple wrap, an Havarti dill toasty. And then April 23rd through the 27th, put this on your calendars, the broccoli cheddar soup, the tomato basil bisque, the Big Mac salad, and then there's a Sloppy Joe sandwich and a Sloppy Joe cheese toasty.
Yep.
What were we waiting for with this?
I don't know. And you know, it's funny. I'd never heard of that combination before until Wildflower. And I never. Who, I mean, it's like two of the best things combined ever.
Well, it's literally fourth on the list of the 11 sandwiches you must try before you die list in the state of Illinois. And we're going to celebrate that. I'm just telling you right now, put it on your calendar. Challenge or no challenge.
I don't care.
I don't care what Jack Dorsey's doing on Twitter. I'm talking about having a Sloppy Joe cheese toasty. Why in the world did it take this long for someone to combine these two ingredients?
I don't know, but it's amazing. It really is. I mean,
is the Sloppy Joe the most underrated sandwich in all of sandwich land?
You know, and I love Sloppy Joes. And I'm not talking manwich. I'm talking like
I like even manwich. Yeah. I mean, even at the most basic, getting it out of a jar, it is good.
Yeah, I love the, I like it to be a little bit sweet.
Okay.
You know, and a little bit savory.
Tangy and sweet.
Yeah, and savory. I'm a big Sloppy Joe person.
Well, thanks to all the people that have participated in the question that we asked the other day, because Rachel is, I think, going out and doing a video or did a video?
She did a video, it looks like.
Okay. Yeah. She went to Coney McCain's and to the New Moon Cafe and to the...
I'm trying to see if there's another one in there.
Hmm?
I'm trying to see if there's another one in there. I haven't watched it yet, so I'm just kind of like clicking through the video.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, yes, happy National Grilled Cheese Day.
Need to have her spell weather, not like weather the weather, but weather like you've chosen to pick one side or the other.
Yes.
What are they called? What is this generation?
Isn't this Gen X?
No, I'm or Gen X.
No.
Gen Y?
Gen Y.
Okay. What does Gen Z start? And can we get an early head start on some basics?
Yeah.
All right, we've got to take a quick break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today, highs near 57 degrees. A little breezy today. And then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 37. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Sunday, rain likely before 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 50 degrees. It is 43 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators.
We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back here on Friday, the 12th of April. We are live in downtown Decatur, hoping you're having a great start to your weekend as we get ready for spring. People are getting out, right? It was amazing. This morning, there was more traffic on the way in than there has been in like months. Do you think people just get up earlier mm-hmm. when it's nicer? Is there some sort of science to that?
Your circadian rhythms start changing.
Is that what it is?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, it was like bumper to bumper on 121. And I'm like, what is going on? Usually when I'm driving in, there's like no one. I generally get the one runner on like Lost Bridge Road, right? You know, that guy that, or gal that's out there like just killing it. And you think like in February, that person's nuts.
Yeah.
And today there was a lot of activity and a lot of people that are out roaming the roads on the very early Friday start to work. All right, good morning and welcome. We're back here with a lot to get to. And I this Jack Dorsey thing, you know, he's the CEO of Twitter. Are you familiar with?
I am familiar with Jack Dorsey.
Do we care that he is fasting? What is the fasting thing lately?
Intermittent fasting.
Okay, explain that to me.
There's different...
Because I'm all about jumping on the cheese toasty right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at all about fasting.
There's different camps on how it can be done. So there are some that do, like, every other day will fast.
Don't you have to sort of, does that do anything?
Apparently it changes your blood sugar and how you process food and things like that.
Now, that's the medical explanation, or is that just people that do it,
no,
say?
No, the early studies in, like, animals and now some newer studies in people do show that you lose weight, mm-hmm. but you're also, it changes kind of your glycemic index and your blood sugar and things like that. It gives you better focus.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of that's true. I like food too much to not eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not for me. But yeah, so there's, you can either skip days. Some people skip entire weekends, which is something he does. Some people,
he eats one meal a day.
One meal. And that's what other people do, is they'll have, like, for instance, we'll have between noon and four, and that's the only time they can eat.
Okay.
And so they'll eat like one big meal.
He eats between the hours of 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And experts typically recommend 3 solid meals per day or even 6 smaller meals throughout the day. Now, fasting goes back thousands of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we learned this when we were invited to the Ramadan dinner. You know, this goes back with people of Islamic faith for a very, very long time. And Dorsey's dishes, usually when he does, he has his one meal between 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. consist of a protein with vegetables. So he does a chicken, a steak, or a fish with salad, spinach, asparagus, or Brussels sprouts. Okay, that's a good, you know, you also need some carbs in there, I would
yeah.
think. And he, when he treats himself to dessert, it's only mixed berries or dark chocolate. I don't know. He says during the day, I feel more focused. You have this very focused point of mind in terms of this drive. I don't buy that. When I'm hungry, I'm not focused.
I know. And I read this and I think, I don't know how anybody can say that. Like, but a lot of
when did this become the new sort of thing?
Like, as a religious type.
Yeah, I'm not talking about stuff that's been around forever. I mean, just sort of like a cultural kind of, you know, like phenomenon.
I started hearing about it like last year. I'm sure it was more popular, but now there are like IF coaches.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine from high school does that, and she's seen great results. And I just, you know, I don't know.
Weekends, by the way, he doesn't do anything but drink water from Friday evening to Sunday, and only drinks water throughout the day. I'm trying to just personally just imagine how cranky you would be.
Oh, good grief.
Because you do get hangry more than I do.
hangry, and I need protein. Yeah.
The first time I did it, like day three, I felt like I was hallucinating. It was a weird state to be in, but as I did it the next two times, it just became so apparent to me how much of our days are centered around meals and how the experience I had when I was fasting was much longer, how time really slowed down. That's because you're sitting there miserable.
You're miserable. And you know what's wrong
with it? Like, I mean, if you have a toothache or a headache or a broken arm, time does go by slower because you're in constant pain.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Look, some people really enjoy it and see a lot of benefits out of it. And,
yeah.
You know, for weight loss or that kind of thing, like focus. Okay. That's
and he
fine.
Also, by the way, this is, I think, if I could, just sort of people who buy into trends and fads, which is, you know, they come and go and you follow the next new shiny thing for like a bit and then you're on to the next thing. I mean, Oprah Winfrey's been doing this for like 40 years.
Oh, yeah,
up,
every
down,
trend.
Up, down, up, down.
And you must do it.
Uses a hydrotherapy routine that involves sitting in a sauna for 15 minutes at 220 degrees and then into a 37-degree ice bath for 3 minutes, and then he repeats that cycle three times in a row.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat, dude.
He's got too much time.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Right? It's like, I don't want to waste time eating. So I'll go sit in the sauna for 15 minutes
yeah.
and then jump into a 37-degree ice bath for 3 minutes. So that's 15. That's 18 minutes. Doing that three times in a row takes a lot longer than it does to eat a sandwich.
This guy's a masochist. I mean, he wants to suffer not eating. And when he does eat, he doesn't want to eat anything that's like
yeah.
what he would enjoy.
Yeah. Well, I can't call anybody out on that. I have a pretty bland diet myself.
Well,
so.
I get that, but you do at least,
yeah.
you know, eat.
But you were telling me this last night, that people are constantly sort of telling people to do this fasting
mm-hmm.
thing. And I guess I'm wondering what the benefit is for me. I mean, if you were talking to me, why would you say, Brian, you should fast?
I guess it depends on what your goal. If you want to lose weight,
yeah.
it's something you could try.
Well, but not eating certainly would cause
yeah.
you to lose weight.
Well, it's not eating. You're still eating your calorie intake for the day. So let's say if you're...
Not if he's eating fish and broccoli.
He's not eating that. He can't be eating 1800 calories.
He's got one of those looks and a nose ring. And I know I shouldn't be sort of judging on that, but I sort of think the nose ring thing, CEO, I don't know. I'm a little old school. I go, you know, you want people to take you seriously. And he's got like one of those kind of unruly beards, and he has that sort of gaunt sort of look that those like
he's starving
heavy duty runners have, you know, that are so high on the endorphins they might as well be literally like opioid addicts.
Yeah, it's yeah. So I mean, if you're wanting to lose weight, it's an option for you, I guess.
Okay.
But you really have to have a lot of discipline. And you got to look at the way you already eat.
I think that I will tell you, and I think most experts would agree, stick with your three meals. If you want to go and vary that, you can do six smaller meals a day.
Yeah,
you know,
whatever works.
You do yeah. your basic, and I'm going to tell you to go back to old school, that whole
food pyramid.
Thing that actually worked for like 100 years before they started tinkering with things,
mm-hmm.
and then do the minimum amount of exercise that's required, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, the basic...
Why do we take everything to extremes? And I think taking it to extremes is what alienates a large part of the population of going, oh, that's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, you're right. It is. You go to the Y. We're going to have all those folks in a little bit later in the program. You join. You go to a couple classes. You do some strength training. You do some cardio. You mind your P's and Q's when it comes to your diet. You eat three sensible meals a day. You know, you take a vitamin. You don't need to do all of this. Why is it that everyone always thinks there's some sort of magic answer when it comes back to being just a mathematical equation?
Okay, that's easy because it's very easy to put 3,000 calories in your mouth and gain a pound.
Yeah.
It is very hard.
No, it's not very hard.
No. It takes longer.
Okay.
And we are an impatient species.
We are.
So to get that to undo that 3,000 calories.
The message ought to be, and this is what's simple about the message,
mm-hmm.
is don't put 3,000
yes,
calories in.
But people want results faster. They want to drop it faster, whatever. They can't just, it's never owned their own accountability. It's, oh, well, it's because of my glycemic index and my blood sugar that's causing this. No. you just don't need to eat that.
No, you just, listen.
Or in moderation.
I would suggest the wearable tack. I'm a big fan of this, and I never was before. And all the other, strength training and exercising in my life, you didn't have this technology. Now you have it. You have apps. You have an Apple Watch. You have a Fitbit. You can get a Fitbit for like $60. And it tracks your exercise, your steps, the amount of your sleep, all these things that you need to know. It's a very simple equation that we as Americans have made very complicated and scared a lot of people off, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It is simple. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yep.
What you put in, what you put out as far as exercise, it all comes down to math. It is very simple, not even complicated math. I'm not talking about algebra or geometry.
No.
I'm talking about just basic addition and subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take a break for the stories and news. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Byers and Company.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Gerber State Bank in Argentina, Orianna. After the Cardinals swept the Dodgers yesterday afternoon, a pair of local teams took the field to play ball. The St. Teresa Bulldogs and Mount Zion Braves baseball teams lived out a dream to play on a real major league field and get the royal treatment from the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Teresa senior Connor Reynolds says it's an awesome experience.
It's all about the experience, more or less. I mean, it's just great fun playing at Busch, watching the Cardinals play, and then being able to play right after them.
You can check out the photo gallery of the game at nowdecatur.com. One of the biggest debates of the Midwest is it a grilled cheese or a cheese toastie? Check out our latest video at nowdecatur.com as we celebrate National Cheese Toastie Day. Lori Romans, co-owner of New Moon Cafe.
My mom and dad are from Decatur. They grew up calling them cheese toasties. I was in Nebraska with grilled cheese, so I'm like on the fence.
What team are you? Tell us now on the Now Decatur Facebook page. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The U.S. wants him, but in Britain, some pressure to prevent the founder of WikiLeaks from being extradited.
Julian Assange is not being pursued to protect U.S. national security. He is being pursued because he has exposed wrongdoing.
British lawmaker Diane Abbott, backers calling Assange a whistleblower. Critics say his leaking of classified information risked millions of lives. Assange's defense getting a chance to make their case against deportation.
May the 2nd, as things stand at the moment, that does appear to be the likely fate of Julian Assange.
Lisa Holland with Sky News. A spring snowstorm triggering a state of emergency in Minnesota. Flooding also creating dangerous conditions across the region.
We've already had reports, though, of some areas over 20 inches of snow across South Dakota.
That's Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service. This is Fox News.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
Hey.
Howdy.
I'm sorry, I was just looking at an ad on TV and I have no idea what it's for. It just took me by surprise.
It's
like watching Siberian television. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast. Not quite Siberian like levels out there.
Okay. Today we got sunny skies, highs around 57 degrees. A little windy today. Could have some gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 37 degrees. For your Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 57. Then Sunday, we've got rain likely, 70% likely, with highs near 50 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 43 degrees.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Pastor Matt, straight ahead. He'll lay down some common sense. One of the things I enjoy every Friday is heading into my weekend with a little bit of inspiration about just take a deep breath.
Heading into Holy Week.
I thought that was next.
Oh, Palm Sunday is this Sunday. And then,
it is?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody celebrates that in a different way. Holy Week sounds to me very Catholic.
Yeah, but, well, Palm Sunday is any Christian faith.
Yeah, but do they do it the same way?
I remember Palm Sunday. Literally, you'd get a palm when you'd go to church.
Yeah, but they come up and, well, I don't know. Did they do the whole palm with the water thing, or they do the spray stuff?
No, you just, you walk, it was like, there's always like a parade of the palms. And, okay. Yeah.
Anywho. We'll talk to Pastor Matt here in a little bit, and I want to tell you what is maybe even cause for greater celebration is the Watchathon that is still going on until Sunday. If you are an Xfinity customer, right, you have access to all kinds of free stuff. The Watchathon, free hit series, movies, April 8th through the 14th. Is absolutely amazing. It is your chance. I'm just clicking on the app here in my iPad and looking at all of the networks, HBO, Showtime, Epix. Or I keep saying Epix. I thought it was Epix forever, and it's Epix. Which makes sense, I guess.
It does.
Acorn TV, the Lifetime Movie Club, the History Vault, Cinemax, StreamPix, the Urban Movie Channel, Here TV, Curiosity Stream, on and on and on. And, of course, all this weekend is, for many people, about the Masters, which, of course, you can watch on the CBS app with your X-Fi Wi-Fi. But it's Game of Thrones.
It is. It is
Game of Thrones. But does it feel quiet to you?
You mean about the... No.
Okay.
No. The fervor? Over,
yes.
No.
Fervor is a good word. Does the fervor seem a little down to you about it? It's been 2 years since the last episode of the last season of Game of Thrones. And now we are ready to rock and roll for the final episodes. And you can watch everything for free during Watchathon, April 8th through the 14th. So you have through this Sunday, including that premiere of Game of Thrones. And what I want to know is, you've got 7 seasons of episodes that are available. I suppose if you started right now.
If you started right now.
You've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. You have 67 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's 67 hours.
And that will get you hooked, and then you're getting Xfinity to finish this.
Well, yeah, but you already have Xfinity to be able to watch this.
Yeah.
But you can watch it for free, even if you're not an HBO subscriber. Mm-hmm. So if you're literally not doing anything the rest of today, all of Saturday, and all of Sunday.
Up until premiere time.
You can almost get all 67 episodes in.
Almost.
If you don't eat or sleep.
We don't recommend that.
No. This would be a whole different kind of fasting.
what would you even call that?
I'm not quite the Spoils of War or the Queen's Justice or Stormborn or Dragonstone. They've always got these great episode names. And it is, we were late to the game, but we did binge it, you know.
We did. I mean, what did we do it in 3 weeks?
It was long. Well, I'm asking, you can probably do it in 3 days if you want. Or you want to go old school, do the Sesame Street entire run, or Sopranos, or Veep, or anything else that's available, True Detective, Deadwood. It's all there at the Watchathon. And the Watchathon is on right now through April 14th, which is all the way, takes you through Sunday. And this unbelievable, much heralded and anticipated return of the final season of Game of Thrones. I don't know why we like this stuff. I mean, the way we do, but we do.
No idea. But it's addicting.
Absolutely is. There's movies like Deadpool 2. You know, you've got an unbelievable documentary, Andre the Giant. If you've never seen that thing, you really need to see it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Watchathon is on and ready to roll through the 14th. And if you don't have Xfinity, you really need to get started by calling 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. Ask about their unbelievably fast Wi-Fi, which literally takes care of all of the 27 devices in your house that you're trying to power. And then you have the X1 remote, the voice-activated remote. I remember when people used to sort of search for a program one letter at a time.
One, two,
how
three,
frustrating
four,
that was. Now, how do I get to the numbers?
Oh,
how do I get to the dash?
I got to go backspace.
Like, I'm a Z. No, I'm a B. you just say Netflix, or you just say Game of Thrones, or you just say Tom Cruise, and you get a list of the movies available by actor. That's how amazing it is. Once again, get started. Call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. We'll get back on the other side of the break. Pastor Matt will join us. We'll talk a little Masters here today as we are now ready for day two of a tradition unlike any other. Friends, I wanted to watch it last night, and you, you had to watch Get Shorty, except while we were watching Get Shorty, you were on your phone the entire time. You know how frustrating that is?
Look.
You've been on your phone the entire time, and I can watch Masters.
You got all tomorrow.
Yeah, but I don't have all day. I mean, the actual live coverage just starts at like 2 or 3 o'clock. I don't have all day. Not like it's on all day.
Look, I can find something to do if you would like to do nothing but watch Masters this evening.
I'll get over it. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We are live on a, well, looks like a pretty nice day. It's going to get windy, though, right? A little bit later this morning. In America, you know, Easter is such a strange thing. We literally take what the world has acknowledged for, you know, all time as a very holy week of things that happen, and we turn it into like Easter candy and baskets and eggs and big rabbits.
Marshmallow ducks.
Yeah, strange, right? Pastor Matt Samuels is with us this morning to lead a little inspirational talk here about Palm Sunday and what it's all about. And do you think most people, Pastor Matt, good morning, thank you for being with us, understand the entire concept of Easter, or did we just sort of like do what we do and turn it into a big holiday?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I think we do, Brian, and we can miss. There's several lessons. And listen, I do not want to come across like I have cornered the market and I know exactly what it's all about. But one of the interesting things about Palm Sunday is you've got, you know, Jesus marching into Jerusalem to say, okay, you know, everything that I've been doing, there are lots of times he was like, don't tell anybody, you know. And now this is like, hey, here I come, I'm the Messiah, you know, and lots and lots of people, oh, hey, rescue us, we're with you. But you guys, then it was a lot of those same people, though, that were screaming, hey, crucify him, crucify him. And so one of the things I'm taking away this year, just for myself personally, and I'm kind of challenging people this year, is perseverance. I mean, Jesus knew exactly what he was walking into, you know, exactly by going into Jerusalem and declaring what he did, that what was coming, that the cross was coming. And so there are times when you've got to stay on mission. There are times when people will be with you, supporting you and behind you and, yeah, we're with you. And then maybe those same people that were some of your big supporters actually would turn against you. And so I want to encourage you guys, Brian, and everyone listening to stay on task, to persevere, even when maybe it's going against the grain. Maybe people who are with you at one period of time actually turn against you. There's something to be learned about digging in your heels, that dogged determination, not giving up when the first challenge comes, but just going for it because you believe in what you're doing.
That's a tough message, right? I mean, that's hard for people because we are just sort of trained in an early age to move with the crowd. You know, I mean, that is, I like what you're doing with this because I think we get too, if you're for outside looking in, you look at all the sort of the definitions of you know, resurrection and you can look at Passover and the Hebrew calendar and everybody's got their own sort of, you know, minutia about what Easter means. I like the simple message of perseverance because it's something I think people can identify with and probably a message that needs to be heard in a go-along, get-along world.
You are exactly right, Brian. And I know there are times in my life where I want that, oh, man, hey, I'm with you. You want to kind of do what's popular or what's on trend, but you can kind of, things can get a little bit convoluted on what it is you're really working for. And so I think we've got to have that kind of internal motivation at times. It's not always about everybody agreeing with what you're doing and not just doing something to be controversial, but really believing in yourself, really believing in what it is that you're doing, whether you're winning the popularity contest of the day or not, just really just sticking it out. Because there's lots of times when we give up too soon, and it's like, man, that breakthrough was just about there, and we gave up too soon. And so stick it out. Dig in there. Whether you got everybody cheering for you or not, there are times, Brian, we just got to stick it out.
Yeah, and not worry about the Easter baskets. I'm not sure where that whole thing started, but it is a strange thing that we got to like these marshmallow peeps. All right, so now Palm Sunday, clearly not yet Easter. Easter's still sort of the Super Bowl for churches. I mean, people, you know, non-football fans will turn into the big game, and you've got maybe non-regular church-going folk who will show up on Easter.
Yes. And in the church world, Brian, we know where there's going to be people that we see at Christmas. There's going to be people that we see at Easter. And it's always been the GT way that we're not making fun of those people. Hey, you've got them. You've got them there. They're there at Christmas. They're there at Easter. This is not the time to hammer them about how often they're there. This is a time to make sure. And we try to do this every Sunday. But, Brian, Easter, man, we pull out all the stops. We make sure that we've spit-shined everything.
Yeah.
that our message is crystal clear, that it's not a lot of Christianese, you know, a lot of Christian terms that if you don't have any kind of relationship with God or really understand what church is all about, you come and it's, everything's over your head or spoken in a weird language. We try to make it super clear and, oh, my goodness, Brian, ultra, ultra fun.
All right.
Ultra fun,
services
ultra relatable.
8, 9:30, and 11 this Sunday. And by the way, if you follow Nauticator.com, there's a stream link that's put up every Sunday morning that you can actually watch any of the services. You can do that by going to gtchurch.com as well. You guys are located at 500 South 27th Street, Indicator. And those 8, 9:30, and 11 services, a great way for people to sort of like, you know, like just test the water, right? If they want to watch that stream and get an idea before they actually come there in person, it's a great way to get started.
It's the perfect way. Like, just tune in on live stream or on gtchurch.com, now Decatur, and just see what it's about. See if it's for you. There's a lot of great churches in Decatur, so we're not trying to say we're the only gig in town, but it's a great way for you to get a little taste of GT, and then I would love it to personally meet you and come on out to the campus.
All right, Pastor Matt, have a wonderful weekend. We'll check in with you next week before Easter. Pastor Matt Sams. You know, Easter eggs, you know, people ask that question. I ask that question. I mean, I don't know why. Well, I do know. It's called capitalism. You know, why we commercialize everything, figure out a way to make a profit on it. Easter eggs, depending on your religious bent, meaning your typical line of faith, could mean a symbol of fertility or rebirth, but also the empty tomb of Jesus in which he was resurrected, which kind of makes, it's a little creepy to me when you kind of like get to that level about an Easter egg.
About like the empty tomb of Jesus,
yeah,
being an egg? Okay. I think that's somebody trying to make a stretch there.
No, no, that's actually in the very definition of Easter eggs right off the top.
Okay.
Of the basic description of how Easter eggs came about.
Came to be, okay.
Yeah. And one ancient tradition was staining the Easter eggs with a color red to be in memory of the blood of Christ. I'm saying how it started versus what it is today,
mm-hmm,
is a long stretch because we let human beings tinker with this stuff, right? Whereas a long time ago, somebody said, hey, we're going to do eggs and we're going to stain them red just to remember the blood of the sacrifice of Christ. And then that turned into, well, kids, go hide them because a 6-foot rabbit showed up overnight, gave you a bunch of candy. Right?
Exactly.
And I suppose that's just what we do as people. I mean, this is sort of the equivalent of like starting with, go with me here.
I'm going with you.
Like, hey, let's have moonshine and we'll race cars from the police to travel and package our moonshine and get it from place to place in these souped up cars. And then you wake up and you have NASCAR.
Okay.
This is what we do.
I'm following the.
And NASCAR, not only is it a fast, souped-up car, but look at all the sponsors we got all over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just what we do, right, as people?
Yes.
So what starts as one thing certainly doesn't end that way. The Peeps thing, I have no idea. Not a clue.
No idea. Have you ever made them dance in the microwave?
No. Sword fighting is better, yes. No, and no one ever has except for these people who do YouTube videos. Okay.
I've also done the Peeps stuffy challenge where you stuff as many as you can in your mouth and still try to say words.
That's
little man and I did.
Are you cult ready?
No.
So you see these videos and then you're like, you think like, hey, I want to do
it with my teenage son.
Okay. And when was that?
2 years ago.
When he was 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything? Can I help you with something back there? Anything?
No, I'm making notes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Taking notes, that's like the get shorty line, you know, which is like the line of well, when you're making movies, right, you know, everybody has their notes.
Uh-huh.
That show's great.
It is fantastic.
On that Epics Watchathon, I'm just saying. Might be tough to get through 2 seasons of it.
We're trying to get everything in.
We are just like on a deadline before Game of Thrones on Sunday. All right, quick break, back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 57 degrees. Little breezy, though. We will have some gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 37 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Sunday, a little bit of rain likely, 70% likely, with cloudy skies and highs near 50 degrees. It is 42 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space age technology.
Hacking.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What do you think the ultimate Easter debate is? In my world, it is solid chocolate or hollow milk chocolate bunny.
Oh, I know the answer to that.
What's that?
Hollow.
Yeah, I can't stand the solid.
Solid was something you had to chip off.
Like an ice block.
Yes, and you couldn't, like, just enjoy it. If it was the hollow bunny, you could eat the whole thing in one sitting.
Now, did you eat it like literally game? I mean, like, did you hold the rabbit and, like, just bite off the ears? Or did you break it in pieces? I like to break it in pieces.
I like to just smash that bunny.
Okay, so the bunnies, what are carrots to bunnies? I mean, you know, clearly rabbits eat more than just carrots.
They eat leafy greens. They eat, yeah.
But why is everything either shaped like an egg or a peep or a carrot at Easter time?
Yeah, duckies, little duckies are popular.
But I mean,
at
like
too.
If you look at Reese's Pieces, like they all put them in like a carrot bag.
Yes.
What is the carrot?
I don't know.
I think of horses.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bunnies.
See, I think of apples with horses.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Well, I just think of like...
I always feed my horse apples.
Okay. The egg thing, I get. Okay. The peeps?
No idea. I know there are people that love them. I think they're...
Do you really...
Gross.
I mean, are there people that really love them? Just out of curiosity.
I think I saw someone on Facebook going, it's almost peep season. Like really excited.
Weird.
And that's the other thing. There's the Cadbury egg... Not Cadbury egg people.
I think the Cadbury egg's overrated.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's literally like a yolk inside chocolate.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's not a yolk.
It's not, but it just reminds me.
You just said it's literally a yolk inside chocolate.
Yeah, it's snotty. It's yuck. Okay. I don't like it. So peeps, generally, I think the Easter candy's not all that great.
I haven't had a hollow bunny for a long time. And what is the Peter Rabbit thing? I mean, why is Peter Rabbit, you know, the big thing?
Oh, I have no idea. I think it's just because it's a rabbit, a bunny.
And then the Reese's eggs.
Yeah.
Like the peanut butter cups that are shaped like.
Now, that's the only thing that's really good.
This is my weakness.
Yeah.
Is the Reese's peanut butter cup. And they have them shaped like Christmas trees. They have them shaped like eggs. By the way, the whole moonshine to NASCAR thing wasn't necessarily a put down. I mean, it makes a lot of money, employs a lot of people. It ripples back into the economy. I'm a capitalist at the end of the day. So if all this works and people buy it and kids are happy and people make money and are employed, I'm all for it. It just does seem weird, though, that you take the death of a dude.
the Messiah, actually.
Well, okay, I was just going to say anybody, but that, and you turn it into an industry that is like, well, who's winning this? Russell Stover? Yeah.
Yeah. Jelly beans?
Yes.
Which are also, that's like the candy corn of Easter.
I get it. So knock yourself out, Reese's and Godiva and
Cadbury.
Hershey's, Cadbury, right? Hershey's. I'm just looking through the Target website on Easter candy, and it's a rabbit, it's a peep.
That was a dumb thing to do.
It's a piece.
You're going to have candy following you
corn
all week during the challenge.
I probably will. That's okay. I'm immune. We will take a break for the top of the hour for stories and news. We get back our education spotlight, focusing on all of the great things happening in District 61. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Gerber State Bank in Argentia, Orianna. Federal authorities have a message for taxpayers as April 15th approaches. Tax fraud can